Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome to the show. We appreciate you tuning in today. And a little quick note to those of you who maybe Houston or Austin or North Texas, for example, and used to be before April 1st when we played that nasty April Fool's joke and changed all the network around. If you still would like to listen at 8 a.m. Central Time on Saturday mornings, there's a way you can do that. If you have a smart speaker of some kind, I'm talking about either, I think you can do it with Siri, you certainly can do it with Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play KDIZ, and that will bring in a live show, one that's airing at that time. It's the same one that you might be listening to now on the archives or the podcast, but that's when in Colorado it's being broadcast, so you can pull it in and listen while you're making breakfast or whatever you used to do that you like to do. And again, that's Alexa, play KDIZ, and that should work. We've got a really good show today, a very well-qualified guest, Dr. Anthony Jay. More about that after this first little break coming up. Just want to mention that this is apparently Nurses Month, May, and Healthy by Nature and me personally, very big fans of nurses. I think they are often a step ahead of the doctors because they are so well connected with the patients and they seem to be more open-minded, maybe haven't had the same amount of brainwashing that the docs get in medical school and from the drug company. So they are more open to the patient finding a different way to address problems. And they're so compassionate. We've had some nurses that have listened to Healthy by Nature for a couple of decades because they want to learn more so that they can help their friends and family and patients. And God bless the nurses. They've had a tough couple of years, and we're hopeful that the worst of that's behind us and that they are doing okay. Over the Memorial Day holiday, I went to Paris, not the one in France, the one in Texas. And boy, not much of a comparison beyond the name. It was a cute little town, but it was on the way to Oklahoma where the whole family got together in a big cabin and played games and enjoyed the pine trees and the fresh air and had a whole lot of fun. And I really am so blessed to have such a great family. And I think it's always good to examine your priorities. And I want to make sure that my family stays up there as the top priority because you don't get a second chance at that. We'll be right back after these words. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small, so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Hello again. Thanks for staying with us. I neglected to mention in that last segment about the blog this past week. It was an important one. It was a bunch of points from when we had Dr. Tom O'Brien on about the link between gluten, leaky gut, and autoimmune disease. And I think there's a lot of really important information in there. You might want to go back and check it out if you don't get the newsletter that reminds you what the topics are. And now I'm shuffling. I recycle papers. I print on both sides, and sometimes I pick up the wrong side. I wonder, wait, where are my notes for today? That's what I just did. Anthony J., PhD, is the president and CEO of AG Consulting Company. That company does DNA analysis and coaching to personalize consumer or athletes' diet, sleep, and training. He's the author of an important book, Estrogeneration: How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. In the archive description of today's show, I put a link to the print book, the audio book, and the digital ebook. Dr. J's higher education has been very broad, covering biochemistry, fats, hormones, and cholesterol. He has worked for 3 years as a scientific researcher at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, studying stem cells, epigenetics, we'll talk about that shortly, and infrared light. And appreciate your joining us today. Hi, Dr. J.
Yeah, hi, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're very glad to have you back. And because we are in a lot of new cities now, I'm sure we have new listeners that haven't heard this message before. And besides updates for the ones who did hear us before, I think it's such an important topic, a reminder is in order. So let's start with the basics. What is an estrogenic?
Yeah, well, in modern society, we've created a lot of chemicals, man-made chemicals, never before found in nature. And a subset of these chemicals act like estrogen in our bodies. And so basically anything that does that, I consider an estrogenic, meaning like it acts like estrogen. And a lot of these are acting in an artificial way. It's not like a natural estrogen in our body. It's something that's perverse because it's tricking our body to thinking there's natural estrogen, but it's an artificial estrogen. And these are found in plastics. These are found in fragrances. These are found in soy, in some plants like soy. They're found in mold toxins, for example. And that's what my book is about. It's about basically compiling a list of these chemicals, the most common ones, the ones we're exposed to every day.
Well, is it my imagination, or do most of these fake estrogens pick up the worst habits of estrogen and not the benefits that we might want, like giving us stronger bones?
Exactly. Yeah, they activate the estrogen receptor alpha. It's the one that increases risk of breast cancer, for example, and not the estrogen receptor beta, the one that's protective against breast cancer. And just taking breast cancer specifically, It's up 250% since 1980 in America. And all people have done as a society is passed out pink ribbons and said, look, it exists. Breast cancer exists. Let's raise awareness for the existence of breast cancer. And nobody's going around saying, look, we're putting all these chemicals into our body. Let's raise awareness of these chemicals and how they're contributing to the risk. And so that's really frustrating for somebody like me, but
well,
you know, I'm doing my best to bring out the word here.
You hit a sore topic for me. I go a little bit bonkers in October when all of the talk just about is let's raise a bunch of money and give it to people that are continuing to look for a silver bullet cure. How about we talk a little bit about how to prevent it in the first place?
Exactly.
And besides breast cancer, which is certainly reason enough and does affect men as well as women in these days when it's hard to tell which is which, tell us what some of the other issues are that arise because of estrogenics.
Yeah. Well, speaking of men and women and differences there, testosterone declines when you have exposures to artificial estrogen chemicals. And that's what we see in our whole culture. We see testosterone declining in kids even, but women also, men too, of course. And they've lowered the normal ranges in medical labs to accommodate this, which doesn't mean it's okay. It just means it's normalized. And that causes a whole host of problems in itself. And not only does testosterone decline with exposures to these chemicals, but these chemicals also block the binding to the receptor. And the analogy I use there is hockey goal. Like if you have a goalie playing hockey, because I'm from Minnesota, if you put a piece of plywood in front of the goal, it doesn't matter how many pucks are on the ice, how many players are on the ice, you're not going to score any goals because the goal is blocked. And if you're blocking the receptor, it doesn't matter how much testosterone you have, your receptors are all plugged up. They're all blocked. You have plywood in front of the goal. So there's two problems with these chemicals. You're blocking the receptor. You're decreasing overall testosterone. And there's other health issues too that come out of that, like infertility and weight gains, depression. You know, a lot of people do wonders for their depression by just increasing their testosterone. Sometimes it takes testosterone replacement therapy, cream, you know, bioavailable testosterone, but it's amazing what people can do when they raise their testosterone.
Well, even as I've read, even in the natural environment, the frogs in a pond might not be the same as they used to be because of exactly. All of these chemicals.
100%. In fact, they've done studies with a chemical called atrazine, which makes my top 10 list in my book, atrazine. And it's the second most used herbicide in North America, totally illegal in Europe, by the way. And excuse me, and atrazine, 200 nanograms per deciliter changes a male frog to female. 200 units of atrazine. And in America, the legal drinking limit set by the government is 3,000. So that should tell you something. And again, totally illegal in Europe.
So often we think of ourselves in the U.S. as being the most advanced, but the health statistics worldwide tell a much different story. We're like 37, 41 down the list of healthy nations. And never mind that we spend twice as much on so-called health care. It's really sickness care because we don't pay attention to prevention and stopping the things that are causing all of the problems. And if we have an aware population, they can put pressure on the elected representatives, who can put pressure on the regulators. But we have to hope that these messages don't get censored because they don't line up with the official talking points. And the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, they all make out like they're doing a really good job, but certainly there's a whole lot of room for improvement. And give us some ideas about what we can do to avoid these estrogenics.
Yeah, people need to filter their drinking water, preferably with activated charcoal of some type, and not put it back in plastics. Don't store it in plastics. Don't buy plastic water bottles, and except on the rare occasion when you're traveling or something. And if you travel all the time, get a stainless steel bottle, bring it with. And so filtering drinking water is very important. And another thing that's really important is being cautious with fragrances. A lot of the fragrances have artificial estrogens. That's from the soap to the deodorant to the lotion to the shampoo and conditioner, all that stuff. It goes through your skin. So, you know, there's a lot of little things you can do, but I think if you pay attention to your fragrances and your drinking water, start there. You're doing yourself a big favor. And use a sauna too. I like people using sauna or sweating when they're exercising just to sweat out some of these chemicals.
I actually was going to ask you about that because the Healthy by Nature show is a big fan of the far infrared sauna. And we know that it's good for heavy metals, but I wanted to make sure that my belief that they also cause us to eject these plasticizers and the organic chemicals that we don't need, that has been your experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Scientists used to laugh at people when they said that you sweat out toxins, and now it's so well established in the research. There's review articles written because there's so many studies. They call them BUS studies if people want to look them up. BUS, blood, urine, and sweat, BUS. And you can look up BUS study, BPA, BUS study phthalate. And they check people's urine, all right? And there's hardly any BPA. There's hardly any phthalates. There's hardly any of these fake estrogens in their urine. And then they have those same people go into saunas and sweat, and then they measure their sweat, and it's full of BPA and it's full of phthalates. So that's a telling thing for how much chemicals we have in our body, number one, and number two, how much you can sweat them out.
Well, that kind of sweat is much different than the sweat just because we're in Texas and it's 110 degrees. Mm. That's a wet sweat, but the sauna sweat is much more viscous. It's like oily sweat because of the junk that's in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I get, especially infrared, because you're getting inside a lot deeper tissue. You know, the idea is you're moving molecules quickly. It's like when you heat up water, the steam comes off. You're moving, molecular motion speeds up, and therefore toxins can move out a lot more readily.
And like with so many things, looks can be deceiving. You can go on Google and you can find something that looks like the kind of sauna that we recommend, but it's a cheap Chinese knockoff that doesn't generate the right kind of rays. And so you won't get the benefit and you'll think sauna doesn't work, but it's just because you hit the wrong tool. Also, you studied stem cell therapy. That music means that we're coming up here on a break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about that, if there's anything new to report. And
definitely.
Again, the book is Estrogeneration, How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. And maybe we'll hit that infertile again when we come back also. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. I'm so glad you tuned in. I think you will be too. We'll be right back after these important words from the folks that keep us on the air.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better. But taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that
that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest, Anthony G.J., Ph.D., is the president and CEO of AJ Consulting. In a bit, I'm going to ask him about DNA analysis. But I said before the break that we might go back to infertility. I was worried about infertility because the COVID vaccines, if you look back now that we have some of the data about the testing, they didn't test for effects on fertility. And we already had a big problem with lower fertility and not replacing ourselves as you have to if you want to keep a population going. And I think a lot of people thought, oh, it's just because women want to have a career and they don't want to stay home. But there's a big reason that there are so many fertility clinics around trying to make up for what isn't happening naturally. You want to speak to that, please?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I spent a lot of time talking about this in Estrogeneration in my book, because some of these studies are quite technical and I simplify them for people. And the simple story is, as you're exposed to artificial estrogen chemicals, whether it's BPA or phthalates or parabens or whatever, there's a number of these chemicals. As you become exposed, so they've done studies where they like expose a mother mouse, for example, or different species, all kinds of different species, but let's just use mice for an example. They expose the mother mouse, and the next generation, you have a little bit decline in fertility, but the generation after that, you have an even bigger decline in fertility. And the next generation after that, they show three generations out, it continues to decline. And the reason for that is epigenetics. It's called epigenetics. And those are marks on our DNA. So the analogy I usually use is musical notes. So if people understand musical notes, there's like lines and then there's little black dots on a staff, musical staff. And if you have a song that's very simple, like Mary Had a Little Lamb, that's the melody. That's your DNA. It doesn't really change that much. You pass it on next generation. The DNA stays the same, but there's actually chords on top of those notes that make the song more complex. And those other notes are called epigenetics. They're physically on top of your DNA. They also get passed to future generations. And the reason that's important is because they get altered by these estrogen chemicals. And that's the root of the infertility problem. And again, I simplify this more in my book and go through the actual studies, but it's an important problem because it's a little sneaky. It's a little subtle. It takes a long time to kind of manifest, and it even gets worse with future generations.
Yeah. The genes are one thing, but the epigenetics tell the genes what to do, to turn on or turn off, to go fast, go slow. The genes themselves, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're instructing the body to make various proteins, whether it's skin or bone or a hormone and so on. And the information's there, but maybe it's no longer being expressed. It's just sitting there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we talked about BPA a couple of weeks ago when we had Tom O'Brien on about how pervasive it is in plastics, linings of cans, even in cash register receipts, which you shouldn't handle because it can come through your skin. And it's been an issue for long enough. There was enough public pressure that the feds got involved, and the companies, a lot of them now have switched and said, now BPA free, but they put in BPS, which is just more of the same. Just slightly tweaked it, and now it has a different name but the same effect. Is that right?
Exactly. And it's worse than that, too, because if you make BPS illegal, which is bisphenol S, then they just make BPF, which is bisphenol F. And they have a whole alphabet teed up just ready to roll in case some of these chemicals become illegal. And a lot of those analogs, they're called analogs. They're very similar, but they're different, slightly different. They're worse than BPA for your health.
So you don't get any of those from a glass container. So if you store your leftovers in glass, you have the water in glass or stainless steel, you're avoiding that. And the fragrances, we really don't need to have everything smell like a meadow. I mean, you can, if you want to have everything unscented and then use a little bit of a maybe an essential oil or, you know, a drop of vanilla behind each ear or something. We've gotten a little carried away having everything perfumed. And I see these commercials on TV for, here's a product that'll make your clothes smell good for months. What's that about? Probably not something we need.
Exactly. Scientists have even done studies on those chemicals. And dermal uptake, it's called dermal uptake, meaning skin, they go through your skin, even through your clothing. They go through your skin. And imagine a lot of our clothing is also plastic. It's made from polyester, right? Which is another name for polyester is polyethylene terephthalate. So it amplifies the importance of using a sauna to sweat out these chemicals, especially if you have undergarments that are all made of plastic material, phthalates, polyester.
I can't stand to wear polyester. We do a Christmas exchange in our family, and we put on a card what we want, and I always, I'm sure, sound like a real fuss budget, but I put just natural fibers, cotton, wool, rayon, then there's some others, but please no polyester, because it just doesn't even feel good.
Yeah, yeah, and it's plastic, yeah.
I mentioned that you've done research on stem cell therapy, and that's another thing that Healthy by Nature is a big fan of because we've seen the effects of people recovering from fairly advanced kidney disease, regenerating the discs in their spine and things that we're told can't be done. Is there anything new to report about that?
Well, yeah, there's always new research coming out. One of the interesting things is that sunshine, which of course has a lot of infrared light, I think 40% of sunlight is infrared. You know, people only think of sunshine as UV, as ultraviolet, but in reality, there's a ton of infrared light there. Sunshine and infrared light specifically increases your stem cell numbers. And that becomes more important as we age because newborn babies, one in every 10,000 cells is a stem cell, one in every 10,000. By the time you're 80 years old, one in every 2 million cells is a stem cell. And so you've got to replace them as you age, right? They decline as you age. And there's not a cliff that they drop off. They just steadily decline. And so get out in the sun, get in that infrared sauna. That's fairly cutting edge research and very cheap, right? A lot cheaper than injecting, but injecting is great. you know, if you have a good source of stem cells. The problem is a lot of people have unhealthy stem cells because they eat at McDonald's or they have all these chemical exposures like we're just talking about. Those things store up in your cells. They store up in your stem cells and your fat cells. And so if you take out those stem cells and then you inject them, they're not going to be healthy stem cells. So you have to, you know, detox those chemicals, get them out of your life just to upgrade your stem cells. So it's combined. It's actually this, the stem cell topic is combined with the estrogen topic.
I know that a lot of our bad behavior health-wise takes a toll on the stem cells. That's one reason that they decline perhaps faster than they would ordinarily. And we always recommend the human umbilical cord type because I want brand new, fresh ones that know what they're doing. I don't want my a concentration of my old, tired stem cells that have been beaten up by the environment.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And some people's are worse than yours, Marty. I guarantee it.
Well, yeah, if I followed all my own advice, I would be a better example, I'm afraid.
Well, still, I mean, that's one of the problems with scientific research on stem cells is most Americans are just simply not healthy, not even a little bit. They're just unhealthy across the board. And when you take stem cells out of those people and you research them, you're going to find that they're not very beneficial. And then other people, you're going to take stem cells out and find they are, in fact, very beneficial. And then when you publish those studies, it looks like a big mess because, oh, are they beneficial? Are they not beneficial? Are they doing nothing? Are they a huge waste of money? It's a giant mess because Americans just aren't healthy. And a lot of the people we're studying, their stem cells are not healthy.
I would like to do a show just on what's wrong with scientific studies because there are a lot of potential wrong turns that are taken. And then the results are treated as though they're on stone tablets. And, you know, that's just one example. Another example of what you're saying is the standards on blood tests that – if they're taking the average of the walking wounded out there and using that as a model, we're comparing to the wrong thing. We're grading on a curve instead of trying to figure out what's optimum. And I get very annoyed with, for example, vitamin D, that a that a lab can say that 30 nanograms per milliliter or whatever it is normal. No, it might be average, but it's far from normal. Normal would be more like 70 to 100. And so people think they're covered when they're not.
Exactly. And I've even done YouTube videos on that exact topic, and I show the exact studies. Because the hunter-gathering tribes that we've researched, they're all between 70 and 120 on their vitamin D. All of them. And most of them are between 70 and 100.
I will track that down and put a link to it in the notes from today's show in the archives so that people can go there and see that. I didn't know about those. That's great. You are an expert in genetics. I want to pick up on that point when we come back after this break. My guest is Anthony Jay, PhD. He's the author of Estrogeneration, How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. Please stay with us. We've got a lot more important information to come. We'll be right back. I'm Marty Whittakin here on Healthy by Nature.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Hello, Healthy by Nature fans. This is Doug Kaufman. You know, I've been a fan of Marty Whittakin's radio show for over a decade, and Marty's been a frequent guest on my television show called Know the Cause. Marty discusses issues and solutions from one perspective, and as many of you know, I have chosen the road less traveled, the road that teaches us about mold, mildew, and fungus, and the poisons that fungi make. The problem with fungus, however, is deeper because our doctors don't really learn much about it in medical training. Well, little skin problems, vaginal yeast, seborrheic dermatitis, but that's about it. They don't really understand this fungus can grow in the lungs and the kidney and the liver, even in our brains and on our skin. That's what I delve into on my TV show called Know the Cause. You can visit me on knowthecause.com, or if you have a question, twice a week now, I have a platform on my own website, Know the Cause, T-O-O. So many of you have questions about mold, mildew, and fungus. That's what Know the Cause 2 and the TV show Know the Cause are all about.
Like so many gifts, we may not fully appreciate eyesight until it starts to fade. The macula at the back of the eye provides high-resolution focus and color vision. Sadly, free radicals, also known as oxidants, often degenerate those delicate tissues. Blue light from video screens, LED lighting, and the sun are common sources of oxidant stress. Studies show that the plant antioxidants lutein and zeaxanthin specifically support macula health. Unfortunately, many products don't contain useful quantities of them. As you would expect, Juro's Macula Protective Factor Supplement contains the serious levels of lutein and zeaxanthin that were used in the studies. Macula Protective Factors also contains the antioxidant astaxanthin, known to promote circulation and blood vessel health. Juro uses only the highest quality trademark sources of these three powerful antioxidants. Visit Jarrow.com, that's J-A-R-R-O-W, for the very best in eye health formulas. Ask for Macula Protective Factors at your favorite natural food store.
The far infrared component of sunlight is a nutrient and a natural remedy. These waves are invisible. They're at the far end of the spectrum from the ones that cause sunburn. I'm excited about the convenient and affordable far infrared table lamp. The lamp focuses that light power on whatever part of the body you want to help. It gently stimulates circulation, lymphatic drainage, and immune function, while it oxygenates and energizes cells. Every home and office should have one, and it would make a terrific gift. Who doesn't at least occasionally have a sore throat or stiff joint, congested sinuses, a rash or injury? You might just want to strengthen your eyes or ears. Save with the code HBNLAMP. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details, or call Phil at 626-200-8454. 626-200-8454.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Yes, at hbnshow.com is also where you will find the archive of today's show in case you want to listen again or forward a link to it to somebody that you know needs this information, maybe somebody who's been trying to get pregnant and having trouble. It's HBN. That's short for Healthy by Nature. And if you like to type, you can type it out. HealthyByNatureShow.com. You have to have show in there. The menu, click listen, and you'll see archives. And you go to the date of today's program, and you will find a link to AJ Consulting, as well as several forms of the book that we've been discussing. And Dr. J, I wanted to ask you about DNA testing. What kind of things do people learn from doing the DNA testing that's useful? About the only thing some people know is that maybe they have a higher risk of breast cancer or something like that, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do the genetic testing with 23andMe data, with Ancestry data, because it's so valuable. And I even wrote my own software for this because I wasn't happy with anything out there on the market. Most of these companies analyzing DNA are giving you really confusing reports, really long reports. They're not sitting down with you talking about it. And that's one of my goals, is to simplify science for people, make it usable, you know, make it friendly for people so that they can do something. And an example would be specifically this morning, I had some woman I was talking to, and she had a gene called Factor V, a bad gene issue. And what the medical, conventional medical doctors do is they wait until you have a heart attack at age 50 and they say, oh my gosh, you've got Factor V. And then they put you on nasty blood thinners, for example, warfarin, Coumadin, which is literally the active ingredient in rat poison. And they put those on, they give you those drugs for the rest of your life. And
yeah, talk about the barn door and the livestock getting out.
Yeah, I mean, and because we found this gene in this woman today, we don't have to wait until she has a heart attack. We can start thinning her blood with natural compounds. Baby aspirin thins her blood a little bit. Grape seed extract thins her blood a little bit. Ginger thins her blood a little bit. You know, there's a bunch of natural compounds that you can use. Even curcumin at a high dose can thin your blood. If you take too much, you thin your blood too much. So what you do is you test your blood. It's called the INR test. And what she can do now that she has this knowledge, now that she's empowered with this knowledge, she can thin her blood a little bit and monitor how thick it is and prevent a heart attack. So my whole goal is to prevent health issues, whether it's heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's, you know, anxiety, depression, on and on and on, sleep issues, joint issues, gut issues. So that's what I'm looking at when I do DNA consulting.
Well, and I'm thrilled that you recommend these natural substances to do that, because when you take pharmaceutical chemicals that have never been on the planet before, just because of their action, the way they work, you are guaranteed to get side effects. Mm-hmm. With these substances that the body knows what to do with, you get fringe benefits. You're working on thinning the blood, and two other things improve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they decrease inflammation or some. That's the side effect.
Yes.
It's a benefit.
As a genetics expert, I have to ask how you feel about the whole idea of mRNA vaccines. Are we playing with fire?
Yeah, I mean, especially with the spike protein, which is a very toxic protein in itself. You know, people say, well, it's just a protein, but, you know, black widow spider venom is a protein toxin. You know, you can have very toxic proteins, and spike is a good example of that. If you're overexpressing spike protein and you're leaving that into your genetic material, you know, and yeah, we don't fully understand all the potential problems, you know, with how that stuff can be reverse transcribed, and the censorship amplifies the problem, because when you actually have a good study and you try and put the word out that it's doing something bad, you get shut down. You know, your Instagram gets pulled.
Yeah, or your YouTube or your Twitter account. I really think censorship is the worst problem we have in this country, because we'll never solve any of the rest of the problems if we can't talk about them.
Exactly. And then the pharmaceutical companies and all these people controlling the politicians and controlling these censorship machines behind the scenes, that's when they get the final say and they control the narrative. And that's really what they want. And that's what we have to protect against. I agree with you. It's the biggest plague in our country. It's the root cause of all the issues. Because if people can't freely discuss these, you know, these real, true, genuine problems, then we're in big trouble.
Yeah. And if we go back far enough in the history of science, you will find the greatest breakthroughs were ever made. The scientists that made those breakthroughs were, in many cases, executed because it was heresy. And we wouldn't have made any progress at all if it weren't for courageous scientists that said, hey, I know this is what it looks like, but new data shows something different. And along those lines, this coming week, my newsletter is going to be a book review of Dr. Peter McCullough's and true crime author John Leakey's book called the courage to face COVID-19, preventing hospitalization and death while battling the biopharmaceutical complex. It is an eye-opener and a page-turner. So I'm going to pull out a lot of points from that, but I do really recommend the book. It's one, so many of the messages in there are the things that have been censored and kept doctors from comparing notes and improving the way we were handling things. Another new thing, and we seem to just rush headlong into trying new things and then looking back 10 years later and saying, oh, well, that wasn't really a very good idea. One of the new ones is nano-sized particles and additives of various kinds. As we talked about a couple of weeks ago with Dr. O'Brien, when the membrane of the gut gets leaky and things get into circulation that don't belong there, all kinds of trouble ensues. Well, if the particles are smaller than what those barriers are to begin with, we aren't even giving the body a chance to stop them. Your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. The analogy I oftentimes use is a sidewalk, because I live in Minnesota. Again, just like the hockey analogy I used earlier. It's always freezing cold here in Minnesota, and it freezes and thaws, and you get cracks in your sidewalk out the front door. And that happens when you eat food, you know, especially food with a lot of additives and chemicals and nanoparticles and titanium dioxides. And if you're eating several meals a day, those cracks get bigger and bigger. Eventually they form potholes, and that's a disaster, because now you have food particles flooding into your bloodstream and your immune system is panicking and attacking those food particles and creating antibodies and food sensitivities all over the place. And I've even done research at Mayo Clinic on titanium dioxide specifically. The reason being, it's found in a lot of supplements as a filler. They put it in there because it's white color. It looks really nice. So they put it in there, and it's in a lot of foods and processed foods and things like that.
Gums and candy.
Yeah, good point. Exactly. And it literally, number one, it can trigger intestinal permeability, what we're talking about, cracks in your sidewalk. And number two, we were looking at, our group specifically was looking at electron microscopy images of cells that were exposed to titanium dioxide. And it's staying in the ER, the endoplasmic reticulum. Basically, it's storing up inside these cells. It's not, your cells aren't clearing it out. And it's not super toxic. Like, it wasn't killing the cells. It was just storing up inside of them and getting worse and worse. Like, the stores were getting more and more complete, more and more full. And the problem with you plugging up your endoplasmic reticulum is now your body is struggling to make proteins, you know, so it's really hard to.
Can't do its job.
Yeah, it's hard. It's the cell struggling to do its job because it's all plugged up, basically. And that's what we were finding. And, you know, so we're told these things aren't toxic because they're not killing the cells. But in reality, if you look at the actual cells, they're all plugged up. So you tell me if it's toxic or not.
Well, too much of anything can become toxic. It's hard to think of something that doesn't cause trouble in excess. And yeah, that would be an example. Thank you for reminding me about the supplements. I've got an article in the library on hbnshow.com about supplements, what to watch for, and I'm going to add the titanium dioxide to the list there so it'll be more current. Thanks for reminding me. Let's talk again about how you do your testing. You can take genetic tests that people have already had done elsewhere, but if they haven't, then what?
Yeah, then people should just go to 23andMe or some company and spit in a tube and do their DNA test. It's that simple. I mean, 23andMe has 650,000 SNPs. So if all they're telling you is you have green eyes, you're not tapping into that data. There's a ton of data there.
Well, I did mine with Ancestry, and I have just a whale of a lot of second and third cousins that I didn't know about. But they sent me a trait recently saying that I'm unlikely to remember my dreams. Well, last night I had two that were very strange, but including I was at the cardiologist's office, and I took it upon myself to take down a graphic off of their wall and remove the name of somebody I knew who was retiring. What was that about? Anyway, we'll be back with a little bit more on contact information with Anthony J.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Any dentist can drill and fill cavities, make crowns, and whiten teeth. But did you know there is a type of dental practice that focuses on your overall health? Dr. Philip R. Coslow is what natural health experts recommend, a holistic or biological dentist. Dr. Coslow has long been a mercury-free dentist, but he has also practiced safe amalgam removal for 15 years, following the guidelines of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. It is also an important health factor that Dr. Coslow uses only restorative materials that are free of toxins and compatible with your unique chemistry. He offers low-dose digital radiography and strives to make the office friendly to the environment. Dr. Coslow's staff is exceptionally skilled and caring. His relaxing and inviting office is conveniently located in North Dallas off the tollway. Follow the Coslow link on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call for an appointment at 972-458-2464. That's 972-458-2464.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Anthony J., PhD, is so versatile. There's never enough time. That's why we have him back periodically. And this show should be helpful to people that you know. And the best way to tell them about it is to forward a link to the archive. We archive the shows along with a description that in this case has a link to Dr. J himself, AJ Consulting, and to his book, Estrogeneration, How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. I have links to the print book, the audio book, and the digital ebook. And to get there, just go to hbnshow.com. That's short for Healthy by Nature, show.com. On the menu, select Listen, which is where you can also find stations in your area and how to do podcasts and so on. But there will be where you can go to the archive. And you can just forward that link. It'll describe what the show is and give you a play button where you can click on it and listen to the show again. And there was so much good information. I think that would be a really great idea. Dr. J, when I recently went to your website, it said that there was a limited time half price offer on the consultation. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that goes away when my wait list gets too long. So when I do these DNA consults, you know, I like to keep the cost as affordable as possible. I work for the special forces. I work for professional athletes, but I also work with anybody who's interested in optimizing their health. And so I try and keep it very affordable. And that's how I do it, is I do a half off sale, which is temporary, but that's what I have going right now.
And you can work with Ancestry results?
Oh, yeah. How do people get that to you? Yeah, they just email me the raw data file. You have to request the raw data file from the company, which is very simple. You can just Google, how do you get raw data file or whatever. So, yeah, Ancestry has 900,000 SNPs that they test when you spit in that tube. So it's a lot of good information.
I'm making a note of that so that I can do it, because I would like to learn more about preventing by knowing more, which is what exactly. Healthy by Nature show is about. We try to provide you with information so that you can optimize your health by taking the actions that make sense for you personally. And Dr. J, it's been a great pleasure. And I know that if you can help elite athletes with their diet, sleep, and training, that you can help us as well. And I appreciate your time today. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me.
All righty, folks. Thanks for listening.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation, or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
Your host, Marty Wittekin, has a new book, The Probiotic Cure. It contains big surprises, especially for anyone who thought that probiotics were just for regularity. For example, the subtitle of the book is A Guide to Overcoming Allergies, Gum Disease, GERD, Colds, Flus, Colitis, Fatigue, Cholesterol, IBS, Constipation, Diabetes, Excess Weight, Psoriasis, Sinus Infection, Crohn's, and more. Wow! Marty condensed a virtual flood of scientific research into entertaining lay terms that help explain why individuals react so differently to medications, foods, and diseases. It turns out that our bacteria are a crucial part of our body's basic instruction manual. The Probiotic Cure is a practical guide to avoiding bad bacteria and protecting yourself by supporting the good guys. The book is also packed with science-based advice on general health and answers to common health complaints. The Probiotic Cure is available from most booksellers and is competitively priced on healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536.